Hey everyone, welcome to Past Lives and the Divine. I'm Gina and this is the podcast where we have conversations about our connection to past lives and the divine out there, the divine inside each and every one of us. And we do this for healing, reaching our full potential maybe even a little bit of that entertainment, because that's healing too. So in today's episode, I have an extended hypnotic journey about helping you release that stuck feeling. Sometimes we feel like we're blocked, or there's something in us that's holding us back, or there's kind of like a glitch, like you keep experiencing the same situation or relationship over and over. Whatever it is, what I wanted to do was come up with just a general healing track for, or a general healing hypnotic track for you to be able to listen to, visualize, imagine, sense, feel, know, identifying like that block or that residue, whatever it is that's holding you back, identifying that in your body, in your mind, in your soul, and then releasing that, and then calling in that healing, loving light from the universe to fill that space, heal that space, and not only heal that space that once held that block or that residue, but to also fill the rest of your body with that healing, balancing, loving energy from above. Anyway, I've been meaning to do this podcast episode for a very, very long time, because this is kind of the basis of the there's many different modalities for helping someone at the end of a past life regression, at the end of those past life scenes. Then I always go through with the client and try to establish if there's any residues, any thought patterns, any blocks, any attachments that are still with them from that past life that they carry in this current life. And specifically, not the good stuff that we carry, the lessons learned, the things, the skills and gifts we get, but more those things that are kind of holding us back, things that we used to use maybe to protect ourselves or keep ourselves safe. But where we're at in our life, or maybe we're in a totally different life, those things are more holding us back or tripping us up than helping us. So this is what I use really more often, but with each client, of course, the modality and the language is going to change. But I recommend you using this if you feel like something's off, if you feel like something's blocked. Come into this space, listen to this hypnotic journey, see what you can find out, see what you can release, and you can come back to it over and over, like download it, keep it on your phone, whatever you need, whether it's kind of a real deep-seated issue or you know someone or something makes you feel angry and frustrated and you just got to get through it, or whatever it is that's holding you back. Okay. As always, I am not a doctor, I am not a psychologist, so listen to this and know that it can be a complement to many healing methods, but if you need to see a professional, someone with more education, this is not a substitute for that care. And as always, when you're listening to it, recline back, close your eyes, get totally comfortable. If you're more comfortable in a seated position, you can certainly do that. Make sure everyone and everything around you will be safe when you relax and close your eyes going on this journey. Okay, if you get to the end of this episode and you're kind of wondering, like, what can I do next? Or I want to learn more, go head over to my website, pastlivesandthedivine.com. It's also, of course, linked in the show notes. And you can learn about the sessions, the past life regression, all the things that I offer. And then you can also check out the tracks in the shop. So those have different intentions, different things to call in, different journeys to go on. If you have specific questions or you're looking for more of a one-on-one customized journey, then you're going to want to schedule an appointment with me. And again, you can do that at pastlivesandthedivine.com. Or if you just want to stay in the loop, you can go over there, scroll all the way to the bottom of any page on that website and hop on the email list. And people on my email list get notified of new episodes, but they get early registration for the gatherings that I do online, or if/when I start hosting in person. All of that happens on the email list. And the email list will also be the people who get first chance to join the membership that I'm creating for 2022. TBD on all of those details. But if you're interested in a membership, make sure you're on that email list. Or if you're interested in a hypnosis certification training, I also am in the baby steps of creating that. Both things that are going to be out in 2022, but both things that maybe require a little more thought. So that's where I'm at with those. Make sure you're on that email list. Regardless, when you're ready, kick back, gather around the fire for our extended hypnotic journey to release and relax. Settling into a comfortable position. Shifting, adjusting as needed. And not right now, but in a minute or so, we're going to take some deep breaths. We'll take 3 deep breaths. And with each exhale, you'll become more and more relaxed. So on your next inhale, when you're ready, take a nice deep breath in. And full breath out. Taking 2 more deep breaths, just at your own rate. And after that 3rd deep breath, just settle back into a more natural, shallow rhythm of breathing. And now I want you to imagine, sense, feel, or simply know that there is a root going from the bottom of your feet or the base of your spine. And this root is moving through the floor, down into the earth. And you can imagine this root connecting you to the earth as it reaches and grows far and wide. All the way to the core of the earth. And you can imagine these roots wrapping around a rock and connecting you even more fully to the grounding, nourishing, protective energy of Mother Earth. And now open your crown, the very top of your head. Allow light to come in, beautiful light from the universe, from above. And allow this light to come in and touch and relax every part of your body. And you can imagine this light moving down, bringing with it a deep relaxation from the top of your head, down the back of your head and the sides, across your forehead and eyebrows, all the tiny muscles around your eyes, just relaxing completely. And now this light moves down your jawline, sending a wave of relaxation to all the muscles around your ears, your mouth, your nose, even your tongue relaxes, even if it's just 1% more. And now know that this light is moving down your spine as it touches your upper back, your middle back, low back, into your hips, bringing a wave of deep relaxation down and across your back, feeling yourself sinking, softening in the cushion around you. And now know that this light moves into your chest, opening up your heart center now, releasing any blocks you might have to this journey, connecting you more deeply to your soul's wisdom, your soul's memories, and the healing that they offer. And this light now moves and fills your chest and your abdomen, all the way from your shoulders, elbows, wrists, all the way to your fingertips, bathing you in this healing, relaxing light from above. And you notice your arms feel so heavy at your sides. And now this light moves down into your hips, into your legs, thighs, knees, calves, ankles, pooling in your feet. And you feel so deeply relaxed. And you go deeper relaxed with each breath, each heartbeat effortlessly and automatically. Know that if you fall too deeply asleep, you'll hear my voice saying the word now. And you'll respond to that word now. You'll wake up just enough to refocus on the words, on the journey. Good. Deeper and deeper relaxed. You are now totally grounded to Mother Earth, filled with that healing wisdom, that divine light from above. And now I want you to imagine, sense, feel, or know there's a bubble of light forming all around you. A protective, loving bubble of light is all around you now. Only truth and love can enter this bubble as you go deeper and deeper relaxed. Deeper relaxed with each breath, each heartbeat. Knowing that you're totally safe, totally protected, held in the nourishing, protective energy of Mother Earth, bathed in the healing wisdom of the universe, totally protected in this bubble of light that surrounds you. Now just relax and feel yourself here in this protective, loving bubble of light. And throughout this entire session, the healing, relaxing energies of Mother Earth and of that divine light are running to you and through you, healing you, relaxing you even deeper. And now, in this wonderfully relaxed space, you'll be able to easily and effortlessly follow my words and the journey ahead of us. In response to the words and the journey, become an observer to your thoughts, acknowledging what comes into your awareness and your consciousness, and whether it's a visual, a knowing, something you heard, something you felt. Observe what comes into your mind and remember. Doing a body scan with your mind, starting from either the top of your head or the tips of your toes, and working down or up your body. Doing a body scan in your mind. And as you're scanning your body, pay attention to shifts in your awareness, ideas or knowings, changes in temperature or vibration. Pay attention to what you become aware of in your body. And bringing your focus to anything that seems stuck, anything that seems blocked, anything that might be holding you back in any way. Observing what comes into your mind. Focusing on whatever it is that you want to release. Focusing on whatever it is that you want to release and observing any characteristics, any messages, anything else that you can find out or become aware of about this thing that you want to release. You might become aware of the color or the shape, maybe the temperature or the texture. What can you know? What do you know? What do you know about this block, about this thing you want to release? Allowing any characteristics to come in. Allowing any messages about why it's there, what it's doing. A message for you from this thing you want to release. We're going to take a few moments of silence, and you're going to just observe what comes into your mind about this block, this thing that's holding you back, this thing that we will release. Just observe and remember. And now, with these characteristics in mind, how do you want to release this from your body? Release it from your body, your mind, your soul, the energetic fields that surround you. Do you want to have a vacuum suck it out? Do you take it off like a backpack? Does someone help you melt it? How do you release this thing? Only you know the answer. So allow your imagination and your intuition to work together. You can breathe it out. You can use a magnet to pull it out. Decide now how you will remove this from yourself. And I'm going to give you a few moments of silence here. And in that, I want you to imagine this thing being released, removed. Imagine it now. Good. Taking the time you need, releasing that block, releasing this thing that's holding you back. And now, on the count of three, you will have released it completely from your body. on the count of three, you'll be totally and completely aware of this block being out of your body, off of your soul, out of the energetic fields around you. One, two, and three. Releasing now, seeing, knowing, imagining, feeling, sensing that this is outside of you now. And you can imagine it melting and dripping, falling onto the floor. And from the floor, the root system that's coming off of you pulls that residue into those roots, down all the way to the core of the earth, where this residue is transmuted into a higher frequency of love and healing for Mother Earth and all her children. And now bring to the front of your mind, bring your awareness to the area that held that block. And I want you to imagine healing light from the universe, from above, with the high frequency of love and healing pouring into that space, healing that space, filling that space up. And now know that that space is overflowing, and this healing light from above is filling your entire body, mind, and soul. Good. Relaxing here, feeling the difference, knowing the difference. Do you feel lighter, more joyful, more free? Acknowledge the benefits of releasing that block. With every day and week that goes by, you'll be able to recall effortlessly and automatically how you felt before you removed this block. And knowing that feeling, and knowing the difference, the positive shift that happened, you'll be flooded with a sense of your true power and the confidence and the wisdom that goes with it. You are more powerful than you know, and you see this power and trust and lean on this power more and more every day. This happens effortlessly and automatically because you took this journey. You took the time. You are increasing your connection and your knowledge of your power. Because of this, life feels more joyful, more loving, and you feel more gratitude for this life on Earth. Every day you become more and more consciously and unconsciously aware of how blessed you are. And you know you're becoming more purpose-filled, more content, more confident. It feels amazing, and you know it's because of the work you have done. You are more powerful than you know. You feel this glow from within. And you're now sharing that glow with those you choose to come into contact with. Feel the warmth of that glow now. And feel this warmth as it expands outward to your future self and everyone you come into contact with and everything you do in the future. Sense this. feel this within you and emanating from you. And now it's time to return to the here and now, moving into the next phase of your day or night in a way that's seamless, peaceful, and desirable. I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I say 1, you'll be balanced and ready for the part of your day or night that comes next. 5, remembering everything you experience. 4, bringing those experiences, messages, healing, insights, bringing them back with you to the conscious state. 3, more in touch with the room around you. 2, beginning to feel sensation in your fingers and toes. And 1, feeling wonderful, comfortable, confident, peaceful, and easing into the next part of your day or night. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you know someone who would appreciate this healing method or this particular hypnotic journey, send this episode to them. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you just being here, being open to this journey. Until next time, take care.